Blog Talk Radio.
Title Hour, and today we're talking about women in power. One of our board members is here, but currently indisposed, so I still have her on mute. So she says she's ready to talk with us. So we're going to keep it going. But I will say that this board member is Skippa, and we actually just emailed her from the nonprofit. We were having some technical difficulties with one of our MP3s that we were trying to upload. She just unmuted herself. How you doing, Skippa?
I'm doing good. Yep. I'm
all
here.
Right, so what I want you to do while we wait for some of our other people to get in is I did this wonderful interview with my cousin, and she's an entrepreneur. She goes by the name Justina Blakeney. She's actually the sister of one of our of one of our artists that we've had on the label previously, Shy B. And besides for that, mm-hmm. she's also runs this company called Jungalo. She's an interior designer, and we're having issues uploading her MP3. So we were wondering if you can log into your email momentarily and download that and upload that. But since this is all about women in power, so as you know, you have this unique place on the board.
Okay.
You're our board secretary.
I see the email, Matt.
Yes,
so I'm going to download it. I'm going to try to upload it, okay? I see the email
in
my email now, so I'm going to download the MP3 and try to upload it, okay?
All right, sounds good. So what I want to know, you have this unique position. You're our board secretary. Like me, you've struggled with mental health issues and learning disabilities and are
mm-hmm.
trying to push forward. And you're all, we also share the stage together, where you're the other half, you're my other half when it comes to MSFP crew. And then how would you say, when it comes to either board meetings or, because you're also on our board of directors, or when it comes to, your songwriting, how would you say your disabilities affect you for the worse, and how would it affect you for the better?
Can you repeat that, please?
So, with your learning disabilities, with the struggles you've had with learning disabilities and mental health, how would you think, whether it be as a board member or with your arts, or with your writing of your music, how do you think that affects you for the worse, and how do you think it affects you for the better?
Well, for the worse, it has pushed back some of my releases for my solo mm-hmm. albums. Like originally, Triple X Syndrome was supposed to drop before Deal With A Kiss, but then I got very ill in fall of 2015, and that sort of, switched some things up. But on the plus side, though, it's given me more insight, and it's making me even push myself harder than I did before in making my lyrics so much better, and the delivery process also way better. So, I mean, there's plus sides and there's negative sides, so.
All right. Well, we're going to be getting more people on the board and talking to, because we have a very unique board, because some people may or may not know this, but the MSFP Splendificus board is predominantly female, and it's something that's actually a cool thing. So it's one of the reasons why I wanted to highlight that, I did not set out to be this we're woke, but I didn't set up to be this, woke board that has a predominantly female board. But, if the right person comes along, I'm not judging by whether they're male, female, or what walk of life they come from. It's can they get the job done? And I think there's a lot of women in power that are able to get the job done. Skippa also, we have our board meeting planning committee, and she edits everything, you know. Anytime we have to do any sort of corporate stuff for the banks or for taxes, she's signing off on documents for us. And, and I know that sometimes it's a struggle, but you're able to push through the struggle, and it's something that's to be admired. Anyways.
We might have a problem with this MP3 file. I tried to upload the MP3. It says the file is corrupt or has an incorrect extension. That's what Blog Talk Radio says of the files.
Okay, I'm gonna message you directly the Dropbox download for the file. I did attempt to change the extension, and I don't know if that's what's going on, and if this extension that I uploaded will upload as it was originally written out. So I will try to do that.
Yeah.
And what I'd love for you to do is, since this is about women in power, pick a random song on here that you feel empowers you, that we have on here, something that you feel when you listen to, you're in the zone. It's empowering to you.
Okay. All right, let me keep talking, though, while I try to find one, okay?
All right, and while we do this, we're going to try to call in some other people from the board. Let's see who we can get in on this call here on Radio MSFP on our Women in Power.
I think I found a song, Matt. I think I found a song.
So what you got for us?
I know I do hip-hop, but I love rock a lot, and I've seen a lot of rock and roll concerts in my time. This song is... the lyrics, just for right now, speak to me. I want to play this Foo Fighters song. It's called All My Life.
All right.
So
here it is.
I'm going to play All My Life by Foo Fighters.
All My Life.
I got it. I could play it from my end.
All right.
This is All My Life by the Foo Fighters. I was thinking about Everlong also, but I don't know. This one I just feel like is appropriate for right now. All right, here we go.
getting close, closer to the prize at the end of the rope.
All night long, I dream of the day. When it comes around, it'll take it away. Leave me with the feeling that I feel the most. Feel it come to life when I see your ghost. And I'm done, done, on to the next one, done. Done, and I'm on to the next one, done. Done, and I'm on to the next one, done.
Yeah, that was All My Life by the Foo Fighters. Yes, sir.
Yep. All right, let's see if we can get Pink Fairy and Money Girl maybe to join in on this. I'm going to try to call out Pink Fairy first.
All right.
See what's going on with Pink Fairy. Let's see. Let's see what's going on. You and Pink Fairy, y'all killed it the other day with on our ladies night show. We do
mm-hmm.
ladies night shows on Saturday. Money Girl is going to be back doing her Money Girl Manic Monday next Monday. We were supposed to have a show yesterday, but
mm-hmm.
Sometimes life shit gets in the way. You know what I mean? Isn't it? Yeah, it's crazy when life shit just gets in the way. You know what I mean?
Yeah, exactly.
All right, so let's get Pink Fairy on the line with us. See what's going on down her way.
Okay, I found this on the web for what's going on down her way. Check it out.
And that was an interruption from Suri. I don't know if y'all could hear that, but that was Suri wanted to chime in on.
I'll try to call her in from my end. Okay, Matt. I'm gonna call her in through the guest. I got her number. Gonna try to call her now.
All right, and I'll call in Money Girl. You call Pink Fairy. I'll call Money Girl.
Pink Fairy, let's hope she answers.
Yeah, this is a moment of truth.
Yeah.
Hello?
Pink Fairy answers.
Welcome.
Hello?
Can you hear us?
Yeah.
This is Skippa and Big Stats.
Right,
we're doing Big Stats Idol Hour.
Women
in Power.
Women in Power. Okay, so I mean, I got questions, but since this is about women in power today, Skippa, do you have a question for Pink Fairy?
I wasn't really prepared for that, so I don't have any that I can think of right now off the top of my head.
All right, so here.
I hit a tree.
So for some of y'all don't know this, besides for the whole will it, they say, won't say aspect of Pink Fairy's brand. Pink Fairy also co-founded MSFP with me through lots of conversations. I know how those conversations were like from my end, but, you know, when we were first talking about, you know, some of the concepts for MSFP way back in Florida, what were some of your goals that you wanted to accomplish with this company, and what do you hope that we still do?
I guess I'm more of a leadership background since me and my husband have our own company. I would see it more grow as a leadership and as a family to help each other out.
I think that's something that with the development of Splendificus Foundation, you know, we're really trying to build that sort of leadership family aspect, you know, with the whole Splendificus Foundation, you know, and, you know, build a sense of community and family with the nonprofit. So that's something that's definitely important to us. Skipper, by the way, I sent you a new link for the Justina Blakeney interview.
All right, let me check.
MP3 to upload, all right. So.
All right, let me check, okay?
All right, so Pink Fairy, I'm going to give you, okay, so I'm going to give you an option between two songs that we're going to play next. One, we could either play.
Let's do something more old school.
Yeah. Or,
hold on. Okay, so we're going to toss it really old. Okay, let's see, how old school do you want us to get? Do we want to keep 60s, it 90s,
right?
To 60s?
60s.
All right, so.
I'm scrolling down to see what I can find.
Hold on. So, we can, so this is, no, this is Pink Fairy's choice right now.
All right.
So.
All right, Pink Fairy,
these are both
what do you want to hear?
It's kind of really old school.
I got two options for you. Hold up.
What artist do you want to hear?
Hold up, Skipper.
I'm asking what she wants to hear.
Yeah, and I'm making sure it's something we have on deck to hear. So
yeah.
Pink Fairy, I got you two options. I got Baby Love by the Supremes or Summer Nights from the movie musical Grease.
That's not old school.
Neither of those. The Supremes isn't old school?
Yeah, the Supremes is, but we have other songs by the Supremes.
The Supremes or
what
Beach
about
Boys?
The Beach Boys? How about Fun, Fun, Fun?
Well,
Supremes.
This isn't supposed to be yours.
What?
Supremes?
I know.
Okay,
I'm asking
so
her
be
what you want.
Supremes with Baby Love.
All right, play
and
it.
And she said Supremes with Baby Love.
ours, Baby Love by the Supremes.
Yeah, and we took that moment of silence to honor one of the fallen Supremes that recently passed away. That's our story, and we're sticking to it. Yep. Rest in peace, Mary from the Supremes. So how's it going with that link that I sent you, Skipper?
It still hasn't come through yet. I got to delete a lot of crap because my email's all filled up again, so I can't receive any new emails until I delete a lot of this other shit.
All right. So I'm going to try to just...
I'm trying to clear it.
I'll DM you Money Girl's number if you can just call her in and see if we can get her on air with us.
Yeah, send me her number and I'll call her in, okay, Matt, for my end? Just send me her number privately in the messenger and I'll dial her in, okay?
All right. So
All right. We're
going to try to get Money Girl in on the line with us. All right. So we should do some – I was thinking, well, I forward this number – since this is all about women in power and girl power, what better group to play than a song by the Spice Girls? Let's take it back with Spice Girls and Wannabe.
Oh, you want me to play? Okay. I've got to scroll down.
Yeah, I want you to play it because I'm multitasking. I'm coming to y'all live from UCLA, heading to UCLA School of Dentistry. So I'm going to be getting dental work while being on air. Because
right,
I'm crazy
it.
Like that. All right, play it.
It has to be Wannabe. It can't be Stop. I like Stop more.
King Fairy, what do you think? Wannabe or Stop?
Either one's good.
All right. I'm a scroll up to it. Here we go. This is Stop by the Spice Girls.
All right.
Behind me.
right, y'all. That was Stopped by the Spice Girls. We got Money Girl now on the line with us. Say hello, Money Girl.
Hey, how
you
all doing?
Welcome.
We're doing
Big Sets.
I don't know. Presents, Women in Power.
Oh, sweet.
Yep.
All right.
So we're all here. Uh-oh. Big Sets, Money Girl, Pink Fairy, and me, Skippa. So let's get it.
All right. Yeah, we now have enough board members on air that if we wanted to make a motion live on air, we could.
We have quorum! Yeah! Woo!
I actually did want to, if it's cool with Skip, I actually did want a motion that maybe we, just to make things a little easier for us on a Wednesday, if maybe we move MSFP Cruise Day to possibly Thursday and make Wednesday Vault Day Wednesday, where we pick out a random episode from our archives in the vault and
oh, so
dedicate
we
could
call
that
it
to
Wonder What It Is Wednesday.
Yeah. Wonder what I got. I, like
I
that.
Second
gonna,
this.
Wonder what it is. All right. So, Skipper, you cool with adjusting the schedule and having MSFP crew virtual rehearsals on a Thursday now?
Sure, that's fine with me.
Okay, so we got two. Pink Fairy, how you feel about this?
I mean, throughout the week, I mean, I'm doing schoolwork, so I mean. And plus
yep.
Thursdays, I have business meetings I gotta do.
All right. Well.
I mean, Thursdays work better for y'all anyway, right?
Yeah. I'm thinking because you know, people know I'm doing the whole dual enroll thing. Two of the interviews that we have that we're hoping to play were both from school projects.
Yeah, because Big Stat Green Weasel sounds too weird, right? Taking on all this stuff.
All right, so we got you, and we got a show schedule for Money Girl Manic Monday for next Monday, so. What new thoughts and new things you want to bring into this to this new year, Money Girl?
Well, I need to be aware of energy prices. Save your money where you can because things are going to cost a lot more. And there will be challenges, but there'll be plenty of opportunities as well. Have a very positive look for 2022.
Yeah.
I mean, it's a world year of six if you're into numerology, which means it's about home and family and focusing on those things in a positive manner. So we've come through a year of crisis, which was 2021, and a year of hard lessons, which was 2020. So there's a lot of opportunity and a lot of room for growth.
Nice. All right. So, and then you're also our board CFO, and we're getting some exciting things done with, you know, because it is tax season is approaching, which for a new nonprofit.
No. Tax season is not approaching. Tax season is here. So anyone who has their W-2s, everyone should have gotten their W-2s. So if you have your W-2s, you know, you can start working on getting those filed. Most people, it's not a complicated return. So it's easy to get those started
right.
Because the quicker you get those in, the quicker you get your money that you've been letting the government use interest-free back.
Right. You know, it's all about getting that money. That's why tax season is exciting, especially with being a new nonprofit. We're going back and forth with H&R Block, and it's like, when is it finally going to be done? When can we say tax exempt?
It will be finally done when we get termination letter from the IRS. Everything is in process. It is a process. You can't be upset with the process, right? Well,
right.
You can, but it's not going to be.
We've discussed this plenty of times outside of here, and you know, IRS. It's an evil, but it's a necessary evil. You know.
Well, there are those who will debate you on that, but.
Well, I do know
about the necessary portion.
I will say that, you know, I was thinking back to when we were first filing with the IRS for Swindificus Foundation. I think we took over a Taco Bell and literally turned it into our office and had two meals at two different times a day without ever leaving that Taco Bell.
Oh, yeah, no. They saw us coming and said, they put up COVID restrictions saying you can't eat inside.
COVID restrictions there was just an excuse to get us out. So,
but we respected it because, you know, we're all about respect at Splendificus.
So, Skippa. Since you got the laptop out and I'm walking and going to be, this is going to be a very interesting big Seth's Idle Hour because luckily we have one MP3 with Layla Steinberg that's a half hour long. And that's how big Seth's Idle Hour can be in a dental chair for half the show.
So you want me to play what's it called?
Well, before we play the Layla Steinberg interview, which some music by our own Crown, who we have our Safe Crown project for, that's exciting.
Yeah.
If you missed out on what the Safe Crown project is about, you can check out the Instagram archive of our last monthly board meeting at instagram.com/MASC. I was dropping the YouTube when I was supposed to drop the Instagram.
Love a moment.
Yes.
Right.
Yeah. Yes, it was. All right. So that Instagram handle is MSSP_KR3W. And Skip is looking at me like, really? That's the name of our group, and you had a blonde moment on that?
Hey. It's Tuesday. Anything can happen on a Tuesday.
That is true. So, Skippa, what I want you to do before we play this, since everyone had a chance to select a song to play on the radio, so Money Girl is big onto the 80s music scene, so I want you to pick three random songs from the 80s that we have in there and let Money Girl pick the next song.
Okay. So what is one from column A, one from column B, and one from column C?
Huh?
So all you got to do is name three different songs that we have on deck that can be played that were released in the 80s.
Yeah.
And Money Girl's going to pick the one that we play.
Okay, there's one. You Give Love a Bad Name by Bon Jovi.
Well, we know Pink Cherry's choice.
Hold on, dude. I'm scrolling up. I'm trying to see what we don't have that many 80s songs, so I'm trying to hold on.
Yeah, yeah.
We need to put some more 80s songs on there.
Hold on.
Manic Monday's on there.
Hold on.
80s.
Yeah, but that's my theme song.
I don't know if it's from the 80s or not, but it's one of my favorites, Our Lips Are Sealed by the Go-Go's.
That is 80s,
and
yes, let's go with that.
Okay.
Yeah.
That one? Yeah,
all
I love that song, too. All right. Finally, me and Money Girl agree on a song.
It's about to happen eventually.
This song is called Our Lips Are Sealed by the Go-Go's. All right, here we go, you guys. By the Go-Go's. I finally
so
got
I
the email
we...
from that.
Woo!
I'm sorry, what
let me
meant?
Tell you all about,
I was about to say.
I just wanted, while you get it uploaded, I just wanted to tell y'all about these two pre-recorded interviews. Both of them, like I said, were for class assignments. The one with Justina Blankney, she's a designer at Jungalow, does interior design. We even got some free wallpaper samples from her for the MSFB Studios remodeling project that we're working on, and so that's exciting. And you know, this one was probably the one, I mean, I like both the interviews with Layla Steinberg and with Justina Blakeney, but the one with Justina Blakeney was actually done for an interview that I needed to for CSUN. But I especially like this one. I like the energy on this. And the professor that I was doing the class for the Justina Blakeney interview, which I just recently did this interview for, liked this one so much. He wants to post it on his Facebook group and actually, you know, I had no idea, you know, because I had technical difficulties and with converting the Zoom, and it only converted the MP3, and I was to the wire, and I uploaded the MP3, and he loved it so much, he gave me 100% on it.
Woo!
So,
yay! Hey, yo, man.
So
I'm going to have... Yo, man. I'm going to have
yeah,
to
what's
convert
up?
It to an MP3. I'm going to have to convert it to an MP3 because it's an M4A file, and that does not allow me to upload it to this.
Okay. So, yeah, get it properly converted because I tried to do a cheap man's converting by just changing the extension, and Blog Talk
okay.
Radio
oh.
does not like that, so we need to do a proper conversion.
Okay.
That's why I sent it to you.
All right. So I can open it in iTunes. Is it okay if I like open it in iTunes and convert it in iTunes or what?
All right. So
I guess
we played
hear
this
me.
Song at the beginning. Yes. Yes, it's fine. But while Skip is doing that, why don't we? You know, since we got, why don't we hit him one more time with the song we started the show out with today, "Girls Just Want to Have Fun" by Cyndi Lauper.
Woo-hoo!
Again, that's "Girls Just Want to Have Fun" by Cyndi Lauper. Skipper, you got that?
Sorry.
I was
trying to convert it. Hold on. I have to go up to where the G's are. Hold on. Hold on. I said hold on.
You know, there's that search. There's the magnifying search
All right.
thing where you can just
All right.
type it in.
All right. I found it. Sorry, I was trying to open up the MP3 in iTunes when you... I forgot that you don't have your computer on you, so... Here we go.
Bye.
fun.
All right.
Girls just want to have fun.
I have not uploaded it yet. Be patient with me, okay?
All right. So let's get it uploaded. And we're going to go into overtime with the show to get you these two extra interviews in. So we are going to go into overtime because of these technical difficulties.
Yeah.
So.
Hold on. I'm almost. Let me see.
All right.
Okay, I'm going to try to upload it now. Just be patient with me, okay, you guys?
All right.
Keep talking, Matt. Keep talking. Keep talking.
All right, so.
You want to give us a little bit of background?
This is for. So this is for everyone here. So I just want all of y'all to answer it one by one. And then just pass the ball off to the next person. So what is it, being the new year, that you most would like to see from this company of ours with what we're working on? What is it, that one thing rolling into the new year, that you'd most like to see?
Oh, that's easy. Money Girl says more community outreach, more community involvement.
I think you and Pink Fairy are on that same page. We were, I was asking her about the early days and she was saying a very similar comment about more leadership and work in the community. So I think you and Pink Fairy are on a similar page with that one.
Hey, MGTA.
Yep. All right. Pink Cherry, what would you like to see for the company in the new year, this new year that we're in?
I guess Money Girl said it all.
I'm sorry.
I guess getting me back.
I wanted to leave you something.
We need it.
All right. Well, Skippa, the ball's in your court. What would you like to see from this great company of ours in this new year?
I'm trying to focus on uploading this MP3 really quick, Matt. Hold on. It might not work.
Okay, so we'll remove. We'll remove you from the game, this game, for a bit.
I don't know why it's not working.
Let's see.
I converted it to MP3, put it on the desktop, and tried to upload it, but it's not allowing it to be uploaded, so I don't know about this.
Well, I had a feeling something like this could occur. So we're going to make this a I'm gonna invite you all back, so we can do this and ask more questions of this team for the part two of Women in Power. But what I want you to close out this show with, and we'll go into overtime to close out the show, and then what I want after this is done playing is I would like you, Skippa, to lead a conversation on, you know, what you learned from this audio interview, pre-recorded audio interview. Do a search in the audio clips for Layla Steinberg. Layla Steinberg.
All right, hold on.
This is really cool because, you know, hip hop, you know, especially in the 90s, was thought of as misogynistic, but Tupac Shakur's first manager was a brilliant woman up in power, Layla Steinberg, you know? So it's...
All right.
It's always very interesting. All right, so this is my interview with Layla Steinberg. I did this for a world music class, and here it is. Hit it. And it starts off with a song by one of our own,
Love
Crown.
Hope Radio.
Bad Seed. Stolen, he shattered my whole life. I got my ass whipped. A bad seed, that's what you wanted to call me. I flaunted my style out there in Marcy to Long Beach. Raw heat, troubles intertwined, but now I got a lot of seeds in line. Believe the dynasty is mine. These rhymes were off the time, yeah. When me and my mom was on the street, crime was still coming up with heat. Looking for a place for us to sleep, my bones got weak. Nobody had no place for me. Now you know what that's gonna do to a young black man in this kaleidoscope. I'd rather hope, and that's gonna make you bubble harder. God bless, I didn't know my father. I have twin daughters, so who wanna stab me in the spine for a couple of quotas? The struggle's orders and former reporters is open polling California. I'm tired of excuses from fallen soldiers. I'm balling on ya. Recognize when we see a bad seed. Bad seed. Open your eyes when you see a bad seed. Separated, my family faded. I hardly made it to court. My freedom forbade it. And the DA who hated me a bad seed. That's what she wanted to call me to. Because I did what them ballers do. Because I was all into living a life of crime, speaking my mind, spitting these rhymes, slanging these nine bitches. And I ain't gonna lie to you, I had to do what I had to do to make a move to blast at you if it was necessary. I wasn't very big as a little kid, taking a swig under the bridge, taking a fight from bigger kids, kicking the busters in their ribs like my hitter karate did. Now who gonna be the bad seed tonight? I had to fight. So now you're gonna put me in the same category as murder stories and criminals that you see on TV. That was never me, nobody believed, but I still got a felony. I ain't the bad seed, I'm just the product of the system, G. And if you wanna judge, get the finger from me. And if you think I budge, yeah, the fuck what you think. And I won't hold a grudge if you don't hold one on me. Bad seed. Open your eyes when you see a bad seed. B-A-D-S-E-E-D, that's what you wanted to call me. I wonder why, is it because I'm getting high? Is it because I ain't afraid to die? I wonder why you wanna hold me down? Is it because my first name is Crown? I'm putting it down, I'm moving around the town. And bad apple in the bush, I'm giving away, I'm coming about the cut. I'm opening the doors, I'm slinging the doors, doing the things that it's I show. Why? It's 2 in the morning, I'm sipping. A bad seed, gotta do them things, slanging them jacks in a Cadillac. So follow me to the end of time, and you will find a life of crime. A bad seed. Why they might point a finger at me? Recognize when you see a bad seed. I'm not the bad harvest.
Yes, that was by Crown. Who was a member? Well, she'll be on the line with us shortly. Let's hit you guys with one more song while we work to get her on the line with us. Or let's see if we can just get her on the line with us. We'll call again. If we get Layla on the line with us.
Hello?
Hello. Did you just call me from another number?
Yeah. Number.
I can't really hear you.
I can hear better now. Hey.
I think so. Did you just call from another number?
Yeah, this is the station number. Yeah. So, welcome to Radio MSFP's, which is brought to you guys by the Splendificus Foundation. We are honored to have Layla Steinberg on the line with us right now. This is going to be a very interesting show. All the questions I had to get proved by Rick Alvizo at Cal State Northridge to be used for a term paper, as many of you guys know. We have Layla Steinberg, Tupac's mentor and first manager, on the line with us, and I'm honored to call her a mentor of mine as well. Welcome. How are you doing this morning?
I'm good. Big step. Thank you.
Yes. Yeah, Layla Steinberg is an educator, a music manager, and a former touring musician with an African band. Before you called in, we played a song by one of our artists, Crown, a real interesting individual, a product of the system, constantly targeted for racial oppression by the police. We're actually working on a Save Crown project, which leads me to my first question for today is what parallels have you observed between the oppressions in Mali and Africa and racial oppressions that black rappers face here in the United States?
I wish I could have heard your question a little better. Did you say what parallels have I observed between... Say that again?
What parallels have you observed between the oppression in Mali and Africa at large and the racial oppression that the black rappers face here in the United States?
I would have to say that when we say observed, I haven't observed the oppression in Mali because I've never been to Mali. But oppression is global, and my observation is that people that are oppressed all over the world are primarily people of color, that the lines of privilege and poverty have everything to do with race and class, and that that hip-hop specifically is an eruption and a reaction to oppression and to racism and to classism and all the other isms, and it is a young black male art form that erupted in and from the streets and from a history of pain and oppression, and that oppression has traveled and it exists in every land that has been colonized. So it is a continuation, and that's really the only way I could speak to it because I haven't been to Mali. But I have been involved in African music and worked with African artists for a very long time. So, you know, through my learning and my reading and my relationships, I've come to know firsthand the effects and the damage caused by colonization and oppression of people indigenous to the lands all over the world.
Yes. And I know that they, with the griots, they were talking about how they tell the news of their lands, and there's a saying about how hip hop is like the black CNN. And so, in your experiences touring with an African band, what did you learn about the value of the Grali, the Jiro, and the Dali?
Well, what I came to understand and value and be blessed to be mentored and work with African musicians is the role of the storyteller through music, and the importance of preserving history and oral traditions and as it relates to the tribe, the community, and how information is passed through generations. And the griot is the center of that. That's the messenger that is, it's almost like the profession of the storyteller and the part of the oral tradition and the culture. And so hip-hop is, again, an extension and a continuation of the African art of storytelling with purpose, with message, with this lineage that's being passed on. So I don't know if I answered that well, but I just
you answered it amazingly. In your experiences working with Tupac and Earl Sweatshirt, what do you feel as rappers their connection was to the roots of the Mandinka tribe, or just to the music in Africa and the music of the griots and Dali?
Well, then again, you're asking some specifics that I don't feel I can answer. I can't speak for them and their connection and influence, especially of a specific tribe. But I can say that Earl is an African son. His father is South African. He understands his roots and where he came from. And Tupac, too. Both were committed to freedom, fighting oppression, fighting racism, and really understanding their lineage and from where they came, and that most people of African descent that were born in America have a history that's tied to slavery and oppression. And so I would say both of them took their responsibility seriously and understood that as artists, they had a responsibility to communicate deeper. You know, they both have something to say. They share that and understand clearly their African history.
And what is something that you've learned from touring with an African band that you have taken with you in your management of hip-hop artists?
Oh, goodness. Traveling and being mentored by African artists, you understand the role of prayer and God in your art. We never got into a van or ate a meal without recognizing that everything comes from God. And community, family, music with a message and purpose, that was really the driving force. I've learned so much from my time with OJ Ekemode and his band, and many of the South African artists I was blessed to work with. So I would say that the artists I ended up doing business with and working for had somebody that that was blessed to learn from African artists, because it made me a stronger, better representation for young Black artists that I ended up working with and managing early on. And morality and values and intention were a daily conversation with the Nigerian and South African artists I work with. And I carried that with me into how I handled business. And I think it was important. I think we owe a lot to the African artists who came and toured here and helped really support hip-hop early on.
I agree. So if there is one thing that you could speak on about the parallels and elaborate on between the struggles that you've seen in Africa and what you've seen here stateside with the African American community, what would you say that is?
If there was one thing I could say, I don't know if there's one thing I could say, but I think that we have an opportunity to have honest conversations that help us heal, and I believe we're all obligated to understand history, to take a deeper look at race and class in this country and globally. And we are either part of the solution or we are the problem. So what I would say is that every one of us individually and collectively owe it to the planet to take the time that you're doing and have discussions and work to understand why we are so damaged. And I always go back to my work in emotional literacy. We need to take responsibility for ourselves, begin to heal ourselves, and then understand that collectively we are responsible for the healing of the planet and this imbalance and the role of finance and economics that drives racism and classism. And a lot of what I have learned as far as social justice and activism came from African artists who were fighting for their right to exist and for freedom from colonization. And it's a discussion that's difficult for people and important that we tackle it and are not afraid to have it.
I think that that's very important. We actually, in our show bio, for those who want to know more about your nonprofit, aimfortheheart.org, we actually posted a link in this episode's bio. So people who want to learn more about aimfortheheart.org can click on that link. We also have a link for those, you know, who are listening, who want to sign up for Splendificus Fest. We're raising money for social justice, mental health awareness, and the enrichment of creatives. And we're off, and people who show up for Layla's mic sessions and for heart work, if they screenshot this, we're giving a 50% discount for for artists associated with AIM, and we hope to, pending the approval of my team, also give a portion of what we raise back to aimfortheheart.org.
Well, thank you for that.
You're welcome, and thank you for joining us today. It's been a pleasure having you on air with us, and I am going to now play a song by our artist, Crown, called Bad Seed. This artist was clearly inspired by Tupac.
Bad Seed. Scarred up and battered, bruised up, stolen and shattered. My whole life I got my ass whipped. A bad seed, that's what you wanted to call me. I flaunted my style out there in the mall, seeds in Long Beach. Raw heat, troubles intertwined, but now I got a lot of seeds in line. Believe the dynasty is mine. These rhymes were off the time, yeah. When me and my mom was on the street, crime was still coming up with heat. Looking for a place for us to sleep, my bones got weak, nobody had no place for me. Now you know what that's gonna do to a young black man in this kaleidoscope. I'd rather hope and that's gonna make you bubble harder. God bless that and know my father, I have twin daughters. So who wanna stab me in the spine for a couple of quotas? The struggle's orders and former reporters is open polar. In California, I'm tired of excuses from fallen soldiers, I'm bowling on ya.
Recognize when we see a bad seed. Bad seed. Open your eyes when you see a bad seed.
Separated, my family faded, the holy made it to court, my freedom forbade it. And the DA who hated me a bad seed, that's what she wanted to call me to. Because I did what them ballers do, because I was all into living a life of crime, speaking my mind, spitting these rhymes, slanging these nine bitches. And I ain't gon' lie to you, I had to do what I had to do to make a move to blast at you if it was necessary. I wasn't very big as a little kid, taking a swig under the bridge, taking a fight from bigger kids. Kicking the busters in their ribs like my hitter karate did. Now who gon' be the bad seed tonight? I had to fight. So now you're gonna put me in the same category as murder stories and criminals that you see on TV. That was never me, nobody believed, but I still got a felony. I ain't the bad seed, I'm just the product of the system, G. And if you wanna judge, get the finger from me. And if you think I budge, yeah, the fuck what you think. And I won't hold a grudge if you don't hold one on me. Bad seed. Open your eyes when you see a bad seed. B-A-D-S-E-E-D, that's what you wanted to call me. I wonder why, is it because I'm getting high? Is it because I ain't afraid to die? I wonder why you wanna hold me down? Is it because my first name is Crown? I'm putting it down, I'm moving around the town. And bad apple in the bush, I'm giving it what? I'm coming to buy the cut. I'm opening the doors, I'm slinging the doors, doing the things that it's eye show. Why? It's 2 in the morning, I'm sipping. My back, a bad seed, gotta do them things, slanging them jacks in a Cadillac. So follow me to the end of time, and you will find a life of crime. A bad seed. Why is everybody pointing a finger at me? Recognize when you see a bad seed. I'm not the bad harvest.
All right, y'all.
That was Bad Seed by Crown. I want to once again thank our guest, Layla Steinberg, for joining us today. And hope to see y'all at Splendificus Fest. And we'll catch you all on the flip side. Peace.
Peace out, you guys.
Bye.
Bye.
Bye.